ラジオ ETC 中学生の頃からよく聞いていたビートルズ。でも実はその歌手の意味はよく知りません。そこでビートルズの楽曲をテーマに ETC 英会話のマイク先生のレッスンを受けてみることにしました。ビートルズの歌詞を理解するためにはまずそれが誰によって書かれたものかを知る必要があります。彼らのアルバムのライナーノーツを読むとほとんどの曲の歌詞がジョン・レノンとポール・マッカートニー2人の共作であることがわかります。しかしマイク先生によるとそこは注意しなければならないポイントだそうです。さてそれはどのような意味なのでしょうか。
If you go back to 1966 from November, from that point on, you will notice a big change in the lyrics. Because before that, most of their songs were about love and friendship and nice happy things. But after that point, John Lennon wrote most of the songs. If you read every album, it says Lennon McCartney. That's misleading. John Lennon wrote most of the lyrics. Paul input some things, and Paul wrote a few songs by himself. But it's according to the contractual agreement, McCartney was smart. He demanded to have equal rights. Harrison and Ringo Starr, they had very little economic rights. Okay, so that you have to think about that, because when you read these songs, you have to know. It's good to know. If you want to understand the Beatles, you have to understand John Lennon's life. And you have to understand his education, his upbringing, his family, his mother, his father, his uncle, his aunt. You have to understand what made John Lennon John Lennon. Okay? What books did he read? What trials and tribulations did he have? And if you study Paul McCartney, you will see they are totally different people. Totally different people. Paul McCartney liked to play rugby. He was a happy-go-lucky guy. He always had many girlfriends because he's so cute. John Lennon was a thinker. Paul McCartney was the party boy. Paul McCartney didn't think very deeply, actually. He didn't. He didn't care about political issues, social issues. Nah. That was Lennon's. So when you read, if you learn that, then these songs take on a different meaning, a whole new meaning. Yeah.
番組のトランスクリプトを ETC のホームページで確認することができます。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。